Hello, GWA, and welcome to another edition of Standard in Paradise, in which I take guests or unwitting victims into the wilderness for them to survive on their own. This episode's victim is Cuddly Bear. Hello, Cuddly Bear.
Hello. I'm so unwilling, she forced me.
I did. I absolutely forced you. I may have bitten off more than I can chew for this particular episode, but we'll see how it works out.
Or a bit me. It really hurts.
For those of you who haven't listened to the last one, and for Bear's benefit, since I know he hasn't listened to the last one, unforeseen circumstances have led to your unfortunately indefinite isolation on the island. You, of course, were foresighted enough to have basic supplies, some tools and rations.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. And a few luxuries.
Always carry my survival items with me.
Sure, absolutely. But you've no idea where you've ended up. So, describe what you see. What makes paradise for you? Where have you ended up?
It's a big, big island in, I don't know, somewhere warm. But not too warm, because I don't really like it when it's too warm. And there's a really, really big cool castle somewhere, just, you know, abandoned by the British in the 1600s.
That's very specific.
Because of reasons. And, yep, I need a castle. Yeah, and there's, like, some woody area and a nice waterfall with for some reason skull carved like cliff where the water comes out of, you know.
Yes, I know. Exactly what.
And there's lots of animals there,
right?
Not native, but they were imported by the British because apparently they like sending animals everywhere, especially rats and cats.
We do. It's true. I take cats everywhere I go.
I don't understand why, but you guys have a fascination with destroying the natural habitats of animals around the world on small islands and islets. So.
Well, we ruined our own. It's our MO, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah.
Cool.
That's my island.
So, my next question, I was going to segue rather seamlessly into...
Of course, there are cannons, too.
Oh, cannons, because why wouldn't there be? So your shelter, the shelter that you build, I was going to say, what kind of shelter do you build? But actually, if you've given...
I build a castle.
Is it intact, or is that
like... It's like totally not intact, but it's also not in ruins. It's like it's worn after the many battles that... certain people have had that were totally not me in a previous life.
Right, sure. Not a Viking somewhere.
No, because, I mean, we have longboats.
Ah, sure.
We don't need castles to win wars. Pussies!
Apparently we do.
Yeah, apparently.
That's something I need to do. I need to stop putting up castles everywhere.
It okay. would help against muggings.
I don't know who I'm at war with. But that's fine.
I mean, do you know your neighbors? Like, they could be trying to murder you. Build a castle. They won't get in.
That is true.
You can, like, grow vegetables in peace. And, I mean, no one is ever going to cross a moat with an alligator in it.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's true. Funny, moats and alligators came up last time. Okay.
Well, that's because it's a universal sign of stay the fuck out of my house.
It's true. Although, no one's really fucked with my vegetables so far, I have to be honest. Although, next door does have a very yappy
dog. I'll fool around with your vegetable. All right, you can't even say that, but whatever. I did it. I done it. I'll stand behind it.
Sure. Because, of course, you will. All right, so what's the most important thing in your castle, then? So, you haven't brought much with you, but what's the most important thing in your...
I mean, is it there already, or did I bring it with me?
Something that is, it could be there already, as long as it's not like, you're going to say throne, aren't you? I can just tell.
A throne? No. I don't have anyone to reign over, so why would I have a throne? I have my throne room is like full of lounging chairs and stuff where you can chill and Netflix.
Chill on Netflix.
Yeah. No, I think my favorite room is where I have a naturally heated pool. Totes.
Oh, totes. A
Yep.
naturally heated pool on this.
'Cause on this deserted island where there have not been people for the last 400 years, there is a heated pool.
Of course. Fine.
Reasons.
Reasons. Okay. So, given that this island is overrun with non-native species of animal, you can tame one animal from the wild on the island to keep as your pet. So, what do you choose?
Does it have to be present
It has to be
entire?
on the island. You can't tame something that's
Yeah,
not on
but
the island.
what if I want to tame a pterodactyl?
There, no.
Or a
What if it's a
T-Rex?
T-Rex? You've heard it
Why
up in
would I
Jurassic
not?
Park.
They're like so cool.
That's true.
And I would like have wars against them, and it would be like the, have you ever seen that movie Animal, what's it called? He's like making experiments where he's trying to make animals human. So it's like a hybrid human animal thing he creates.
The Island of
And they
Dr.
would like,
Moreau.
yeah, and they would like besiege my castle. And I would like totally kill them and stuff.
This is your entertainment. You're going to tame all of the beasts on the island.
No.
Just
I,
prehistoric ones.
what would I have? I would, I mean, I don't need a dog. I already have one.
Would you want your dog with you?
No, he's useless. Fuck that. I don't know. I would probably like if I could find a Komodo dragon or something.
Lizard.
Cuddly lizard.
A cuddly lizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Komodo dragon, because they're kind of vicious beasts. And if I could tame it so it wouldn't kill me, because, I don't really have any antibiotics to treat sepsis and stuff like that, so.
Okay. Fine. So your Komodo dragon can move into your castle with you.
Yeah, it has like its own like cot where it can sleep.
Near the heated pool?
No.
Stay away from
That
that area.
area is only for humans,
Right.
not for lizards.
Not for lizards. Okay.
It has its own little pool that
Okay.
only fits the lizard in its own separate room. It's like ti it's the tiniest pool you've ever seen, but it can fit the lizard. I built it. I carved it in the wood. Stone.
Gonna say if you did that yourself, the British were very, very
Took me a long time.
foresighted building a lizard pool.
I
One
used a
day, this castle
spoon.
will be taken over by a Danish strandee who will need a pool for his lizard.
A strandy.
Strandee. Okay.
Strandy.
Oh, you've been on around GWA for a long time.
Yes, 2 years. 2 years, I think.
2 years.
So,
So, and again, this is your priority
like
here.
active posting stuff,
Sure.
not
Did
lurking.
you lurk a long time before you posted?
No, literally, like no days, 0 days.
So fine. So you've been active for around sort of 2 years. So you had, before you were stranded, in whatever crazy ass ship dropped you off
Yeah.
on this weird island, had enough time to download
My
two
spaceship.
audios. Your spaceship.
Okay.
You had enough time to download two audios from GWA to bring with you. Which ones did you choose?
I think the Dom panel, just because,
It's long.
yeah, but well, that and I have Noname and LV, and those guys can entertain me by, talking about whatever. So that, and then what would I do if I had to do, probably one of Wicked's audios. Wicked's
Fairly specific. But she does make great stuff. I don't blame you.
Like one of the more fucked up ones with crying. Yeah.
That's your priority. You need the
I
crying.
just gonna say right here, I like it when you cry, wicked.
See? Just it's nothing but compliments from start to finish this interview.
Totally.
Okay, so by extension then, which two GWA members would you have saved from your sinking spaceship, and brought with you?
No name in LB.
That is the second time that LB has been stranded on an island, in Stranded in Paradise. I'm gonna have to let him do his own one of these so that he can choose who else he's gonna get stranded with him, because I think this is a lot of non-consensual stranding for him.
Yeah. The only problem is like you need. Yeah, no. Those two.
Those two. Okay. You hate them enough to strand them with you?
I hate them. I like them a lot. If I took people I hate, I would probably end up not letting them in my castle and shooting them with a cannon. Because.
Like target practice or feeding them to your monitor
And I
lion?
mean, they're not getting into my castle because then they have to surpass my moat and I have flesh-eating chickens swimming around on the waters.
Now,
So.
flesh-eating chickens. I understand that the British were good at replacing non-native species, but flesh-eating chickens. Are these your invention, or were they just on the island?
No, they were there to begin with. They're feisty. They're small, so like if it's just one, you can easily beat it. But if it's like, they're like, what do they call those little fish that eat? What are they called?
Piranhas?
Yeah, piranhas. Except they have wings and feet and beaks with sharp teeth.
What do they look like? Do they not look like normal chickens from a distance?
If you take a chicken, like a normal chicken, and then about half the size, and then the beak with sharp teeth, like a saber cat.
Are they white still, or are they like?
No, they're like brownish, black
Mm-hmm.
ish stuff. I don't think I've ever seen like a white chicken.
Never seen a white chicken.
No. Not in
Strange.
real life.
Just where are these white chickens that are not in real life that you've seen?
I don't know, well, on TV and stuff, but like the chickens I've seen have been like normal wild chickens stuff that are like brown and black and red and
Sure.
stuff.
Do these flesh-eating chickens, do they sound like normal chickens? Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
You can
Ah, you saw it coming. Never mind.
I saw it.
You saw it. You saw it coming. All right. So, what sounds, like you're in your castle at night, what sounds do you think might keep you awake?
Nothing keeps me awake because I am a really heavy sleeper. I think the only thing that wakes me up is my own snoring.
Are you giving your fellow victims, Albie and No Name, are you giving them their own rooms
Yeah,
or
of course. Like, what? I
their castle?
don't think. Yeah, no. See, that's where the problem is. Like, I picked two dudes, and not really leaning that direction most of the time. Missing out some womanly love.
Well, you chose him.
Yeah,
It's
well,
your
I
bed, you
needed
have to lie
three.
in, but now you can't have three.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Well, I'll fuck a chicken then, I guess.
Ah.
Just kidding. Don't
Okay.
fuck you, LB. What?
So all right, so nothing's gonna keep you awake. So what are you gonna find soothing? Like you're big into ASMR, right?
Yeah, but nothing out there could ever ASMR me.
No, but what won't you find soothing?
What won't I find soothing?
No, what would you find soothing?
Oh. Walks on the beach when it's nice and warm and the sand like comes up between my toes.
That's quite romantic.
It's not.
You've got to defend that now. No, it is. It's quite romantic.
Sitting at like a river or little stream with my toesies in the water.
It's all about Bear's all about the feet.
No, but it's usually how you can, be comfortable without having to lie down. And if I do have to lie down, then I'll lie down in my heated boot.
That's true. You're heated boots.
Because I'm a genius.
Right, so on to sort of feeding yourselves while
Sure.
you're on the island and stuff. I mean, it's sort of given a lack of fruit trees and things like that around.
Yeah.
There's a lagoon filled with fish that you're pretty sure are edible, but you have no fishing rod. How do you go about getting them? How do you go about catching those fish?
Simple.
Hmm.
I use the chickens.
All
Not
right,
just
I want to
kidding.
know how that's simple.
I'm going to stand there in the water like a crane, and then when a fish comes around, I'll be like, "Wah!" I'll grab it with my hands.
Right.
'Cause I'm that cool.
Isn't there a name for that?
It's called fishing with your hands or hand fish catchery.
It's quite a tickling trap. Hand fish cat. Yeah. Hand fish catchery. That's a new
Totally.
term. That's what we're going to call that from now
Or
on.
alternately, hand fishing.
Hand fishing. Not fishing bands. Trout tickling. Is it not called trout tickling?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty certain. Anybody wants to comment on that? If it's trout tickling, prove me right, or salmon tickling.
It's hand fish catchery, obviously. Like, there's no debating this.
Oh, all right then.
I'm
Well,
right.
just drop your
You're
castle
wrong.
down. I'll have it have an earthquake destroy your castle.
It's built on like the same kind of elements that they build Japanese skyscrapers on, so fuck you. Fuck you, earthquake.
Off this. Fine. All right.
Ha!
Do you fish? Have you ever fished?
Official ladies. Yeah. No,
Oh,
I don't.
that made me want to take a shower. That's nice.
What? Taking my fishing rod out into the nightlife and I'd be like, what? No, I don't fish. Fishing is, I don't know. I'm sure it could be interesting enough, but I tried it a bit when I was a kid, and the only thing I ever caught was like stupid little fish that you can't eat and my brother's ankle at one point, so not that funny. Well, I mean to you, surely, but
Do you think it's because you lack the patience, or do you just have no real interest in it?
Both.
Both.
No, I mean, no, not really. I could have the patience to do it if I think fishing is either about the whole send stuff about being out there alone or doing it with buddies and having beer and stuff and like eating the fish afterwards. And I've never had a friend that was interested in fishing, and I can do other things to get me zen, so.
What other things do you do to get you zen?
Relax with no sounds around me.
Silence. So you find silence soothing.
Yes, and writing and listening to music. Just has to be the right kind of music, because if it's like heavy metal, then it'll do the opposite, and I'll be like, yeah!
Okay, so speaking of music and listening to stuff, do you think you could devise a way to generate power?
No.
If you could, would you? Like, would you? What might you use it for? Like, if you figured out there was a generator on the island or something, would you bother using it? Or do you think
I
you'd
would
not?
probably use it for like a radio or like make a shortwave communication device in a sort of way.
Sure.
But Right now, I don't know how to do that, so that would probably not go out too well.
Do you think wouldn't take the opportunity to live without kind of modern trappings for a while?
No, because that sucks.
Not a
People
wilderness lover.
idolize that shit so much, and it's stupid. Like, do you know how many things out there that can kill you from stupid shit that is not really dangerous, but it'll totally kill you anyway? So many things.
Like drop bears.
Like, I don't, yeah, drop bears are dangerous. Distant cousin of mine, but, no. Because we have it pretty good here. Like, I don't mind nature and stuff, but I don't want to live there forever unless I can move to, like, Alaska and live off of shooting deer and moose and stuff.
Denmark has quite a lot of wilderness. Does it?
Denmark? We have a lot of woods and stuff, and sure, but we don't really have that much of big game wildlife.
Okay. All right then. So, if you don't have power and you don't have all the kind of modern trappings that you would need,
Yeah.
if something keeps getting into your food stores at night, making a
Yeah.
mess and stealing stuff, what do you do about it?
I cut his hands off.
And it's a human. You don't. If you
It's
don't know what it
LB.
is, it's LP.
Or no name.
Yours in community, your community's food stores.
Okay, no. If it's not them, I would probably wait in the food store to see what comes to get it, and then I'll whack it.
Okay, so if this island has got
Or build a spear.
that was gross.
Yeah, well, I am gross.
So if you're in kind of an unfamiliar environment, then
Yeah.
how do you go about testing kind of unfamiliar foods for safety?
Are you guys hungry?
Oh my God, I feel
Nah,
so bad
I
for you.
probably feed it to the flesh-eating chickens.
Right.
Because they can also eat berries and roots and vegetables.
That's a convenient plot device that you've
They're
created for
herbivores
yourself.
with very sharp teeth.
Like
So they
omnivores.
herbivores. Omnivores, yeah, that's the word, omnivores.
This is a science podcast now.
Totally.
Yeah. We'll kind of.
Omnivores with sharp teeth.
Have you ever eaten anything that made you really sick?
Well, aren't bears omnivores? I think they are, because they like eat berries and roots and shit, and then
Eat fish and stuff as
they
well.
can also eat fish. So totes. What did you say?
Have you ever eaten anything that made you really, really, really sick?
No.
There goes that question.
I have once drunk something that could possibly have made me sick.
Is that a story or is that just
No,
like.
I mean, so out hiking, see a waterfall, take water from waterfall and drink it because, yeah, cold mountain watery water. And then I asked one of the guides that was in like a lodge a bit away. I'd like, there's like a restaurant and stuff that you could get to, because I wasn't in like an isolated place. And I asked him if the water out there in the waterfall area is drinkable, and he says I would probably not, because
Right, because
there's
you didn't suffer from it at all.
no.
But you were told it might have done.
Yes, and that would have been really stupid,
Yeah, you can get really sick from drinking water that's.
especially since I was nowhere near my own country, so I would have had to have help from the United States of stealing your money.
Let's insult half the listener audience for this
Healthcare
podcast.
is all I'm saying. Denmark rules.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Most European countries have gotten to that point now. All right, I'm not going to turn this into a treatise about whether or not free healthcare is
All right, let's go.
Well, it's fine. Okay, so what how do you stay warm at night? Like you've got your massive castle.
Oh, how do I stay warm?
Yeah. Well, how do you keep all of you warm? Like there are three of you to keep warm.
Blankets and body heat.
Blankets. Have you got blankets?
Totes.
Did you remember to get them from the ship that went down?
Nah,
What if you don't just make them?
I'll grab some stuff that we can, some leaves and shit we can lie on, and then I'll weave some big ass palm leaves into a nice cozy blanket, and it doesn't rain in my castle, so,
Yeah, that's true.
and there's no wind in my castle because I'll just, go into a room where there's no wind. And seeing as it's in an area where it doesn't get super cold, well.
Do you think you can you light a fire without like an external source of heat, like with a lighter or
Yeah,
anything?
totally.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah. A couple of times. I mean, with the, you have a piece of wood and you put a piece of string and then you put it onto the stick and then you twist and then you can saw an ember out. It's not, it takes a lot of effort and it's super fucking boring. And if you don't have string, you're gonna have to do it the old-fashioned way, which sucks
With
the
your just
most.
your hands
And
and
that's
like
poop. You don't want to do that.
So it, how do you entertain yourself then? Because you're saying that that's like super boring, but if you don't have like see so you've got the three of you on
Yeah,
the
I
island.
mean, we'll crack jokes, invent new games of things we can do. It depends.
Depends. So what are you missing from home?
Toilet and toilet paper. You asked, I answered.
That is true.
Don't like the answer, don't ask the questions, okay?
Like I said, might have bitten off more than I can chew. Right, apart from toilets, is there anything from like in terms of home comforts?
Ice cream.
Oh, ice cream.
Yeah. Ice cream for ice cream.
What's the best ice cream?
New York chocolate fudge from Ben and Jerry's. I would so get diabetes from that. Or I was just in Germany, in Berlin, and they have this drink with it's like warm cocoa with German whiskey, I think it is, that's in it, with like a bit of cream or like whatever you call it in English on top. And it is so buttery. You can just feel yourself getting diabetes from every sip, but it's too good to not keep drinking it.
How many did you have while you were out there?
Only one. And by that was some kind of magnificent feat that I didn't drink more because I would have. So many.
What did they have them at the hotel, or did they?
No, we went to like a Christmas market where I bought this new hat and it is. You would love to see me in that hat. Trust me.
New hat. I keep forgetting that we're getting so close to Christmas. Oh,
It's
this year is.
beginning to look a lot like Christmas
Oh God.
everywhere I go.
It's too soon. It's too soon. I don't know how this year is caught up.
Santa Bear is coming to town. 'Cause Bear knows if you're naughty or nice.
Sixth sense. Your naughty or nice sense is tingling.
Yeah, if you're nice, he gets spankings, and if you're naughty, he gets spankings.
Just depends on the intensity of the spankings, is that?
Yes, and amount, and yeah.
Okay, so moving from spankings, is there anything like, is there one thing that you need to take with you on vacation, whenever you leave and go to Germany?
I always wait from Germany back home or to Germany?
No, to what, well, like not specifically Germany, but having, you know, that you've just been there, from home, like if you go on vacation. The one thing you can't really leave without. It's funny that it seems like people fall into two camps with that. Either they always travel with their lucky underpants, or they just don't care. You ever forgotten anything vital?
Anything vital while I was traveling? No. I always, anything vital, I'm like, check, 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 and then go.
I can't leave the house without checking for my keys 3 times, so tell
I
me.
check it once because, you lock the door with that shit.
So, if you weren't able to get any kind of generator or anything going, no kind of power,
Okay.
you don't know where you are, how might you signal for help?
Single fire.
A big one?
Totes.
Just to set fire to the forest.
Yeah, but we're not gonna sacrifice the rum because if the rum's gone, then no. No.
I love those movies.
Why is the rum gone?
All right, so we're coming kind of on to the last question. Your signal fire, the big one. Do you,
Yeah.
where do you build your signal fire?
Well, I mean, it has to be relatively close to the beach, but it also can't, like, it has to be somewhere where the water doesn't wash it out, where I can bring an ember to it before, that goes out, I guess.
Sit on the beach and do your soaring
Well, I
fireman.
could do that too. But, the easiest thing is to have a continuous fire somewhere in the castle and then, bring that outside. So, somewhere near the castle, not too close to the moat, not too close to the water, but where I can get
Just got
logging from the palm trees and whatever.
sure. This image of you trying to take this little ember, like a platform game, like over the alligator, across the bridge, down through the thing without being washed away.
Down through the flesh-eating
Through the
chicken.
flesh-eating chicken. We should make that game. Oh, any programmers,
No.
please make that game.
Don't do it.
In Bear's New Hat.
Oh yeah, it has to be me wearing a cow hat or like with horns and stuff.
All right, so your signal from the beach has been picked up, and an unknown vessel appears on the horizon. Don't know who they are. Do you flag them down and get back to civilization?
Well, unknown vessel. I can still see what it is. What's the vessel?
Oh, it's a ship.
It's a ship?
Yeah, like it's like a random spaceship.
Yeah, why would I not?
Well, that was my next sort of question. You don't stay put, but you sort of answered this earlier, that wilderness doesn't really appeal.
I like the wilderness, but I don't want to stay there.
Okay. So, getting back home then,
Yeah.
what's going to be the first thing that you do when you get back home? Like, you've been away
Burger
months.
King and pussy.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, then you kind of get back to a semblance of normality. What is it that keeps you kind of coming back to GWA? What makes you kind of stick around?
The community, and well, in the beginning it was because it was super exciting and stuff, new territory and everything is like woo. Now it's more the creative side. I like challenging myself by making more and complex, or like not more because I don't have that much time to record, but more complex audios. That requires more editing. And I know a lot of people hate editing, but I like it.
Your Halloween audio had quite a lot of editing going on there.
Yeah, a fair amount of definitely new things I tried out.
And have you got anything in the works?
Yes.
Yes. No preview, no information about what you've got in the works at the moment.
And I have something in the works with Disposable Guy.
Ooh.
And then I have an audio I've been working on for like a year now, or like 7 months at least, that well, No Name finally got around to recording his part.
There's a lot of collabs going on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But it's not that long. And then I also have something in the works that's going to be really big with somewhere between 8 and 11 people. But we'll see.
Awesome. All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for surviving your wilderness trip.
That's horrible. Like the worst. I just can't stand talking to British people.
You just call that two of them. You've just spent 40 minutes with me, and I'm sure Disposable Guy is absolutely desperate to get your collab sorted now you've just said that. Fantastic. Okay, I'm gonna let you go. Thank you very much, Bear. I'm sure that we'll have some more guests come up very,
I
very soon.
expect the check to arrive in my mail soon.
Sure. Yep, that royalty check. That's totes on its
Yeah,
way to you.
totally.
Totally. Okay. Well, thank you, and
Bye.
see you. Bye.